An historic moment for the Gurindji people came about yesterday as Justice Richard White travelled to the Wave Hill Station to grant native title rights to the traditional custodians of the land. It's 54 years since that iconic image of Gough Whitlam pouring sand into Vincent Lingiari's hands marked the famous Wave Hill walk-off. Robert Roy is the administrator and cultural advisor at the Gurindji Aboriginal Corporation. He told me just how meaningful his decision is to the Gurindji people.
It was a long time coming, and there were, you know, the feeling that, you know, especially the old ladies and a couple of them old men, and people actually remembered when they worked there back in the 60s, you know, when they were only like 11, 12 years of age, and having that, just that sense of feeling, knowing that they've worked there when they were young, and yesterday they been recognised under the Australian law, and part of that land at Wavell Station was given back under the Native Titles Act, you know, and everybody was, I don't know whether they looked like they were teary, but it was just overwhelmed with good feeling. And
you'd feel like your whole life had led to something, wouldn't you, if you'd been there at the beginning?
Yeah. It was a long time coming, they were waiting for it and they got it, you know.
I think a lot of people thought that there already was Native Title out there. Why was that not done then? I suppose it wasn't available as an option, was it?
Yeah, because I don't know when the Native Title came in, to be honest. We only learned about the Land Rights Act and the land rights because of Vincent Lingiari walked away from Wavell Station, you know, for better conditions and better health and wanting to get his land back.
In your case, what was the prompt to start asking for Native Title, to start fighting for Native Title just a few years ago?
It was time for, you know, at least getting something back was rightfully for them. The winds have changed and the wheels turned, and you know, they're now getting some portion of that land recognised, and it's been recognised under, you know, with the judge and under the Australian law, so that it's pretty excited at the moment, yeah.
Yeah, and they'll give you some rights, I suppose, to deal with miners and other people who might have their eyes on that land.
Yes, exactly. See, all this area here is all cattle country. All this Gurindji country, it's all cattle country, and you know, it's a good grazing country for cattle, and that's why we've got a lot of stations and all that up this way, and you know, around the Katherine region. Yeah, look, something maybe like that would be dealt with. It's not exclusive Native Title; it's non-exclusive, but still, you know, they can go out and they can hunt and gather in their land. They've got the voice to say no if anything like the fracking mob come in or any mining, you know. So It's all about looking after their country and land management.
It gives you a bit of power. I suppose it's building self-esteem for local communities too.
Yeah, it will. It will, and it does. You know, this is just the first step for a new beginning, I suppose. And, you know, those Native Title owners that actually waited that long and they got it back yesterday, you know, it'll be more talks to come about trying to build it up and, you know, preserve what's there and educate, I suppose, yeah.
Robert Roy, administrator and cultural advisor at the Gurindji Aboriginal Corporation.